Kurt, alcoholic.
Thank
you very much for asking me to speak, Mark. My sobriety date is 10-12-23. My home group is the High Desert Big Book, which I really have enjoyed. My experience, so to speak, was raised pretty good. I started drinking at a young age. And then that was back in 76. And then was introduced to other substances in 79 and proceeded to expand into all kinds of mind and body altering substances, but always drank. I drank, at every party I could. Then after kind of moving out of the house at 18, I moved to Mammoth Lakes and spent some time there, did a lot of skiing, did a lot of drinking, a lot of partying. I came home, got a girlfriend, ended up marrying her, still partying like rock stars. And at about 26, I decided, hey, there's no way I'm going to be able to run a business, have kids, and do what I did, because I was just a rager. And when I first came into Alcoholics Anonymous in the last treatment, I was like, yeah, when I introduced myself, I'm Kurt, I'm a raging alcoholic. But so I got sober, went to treatment, and stayed sober for about 14 years. Never did the first year, read the book, but never got into meetings. I didn't really like the drunkalogs because, I don't know, at that age, when I heard somebody else drinking and having fun, I was like, oh, yeah, nobody will know, I don't care, let's go. And then through that, was very successful, had a lot of homes, raised two wonderful boys. Then divorce came, and drinking proceeded almost at the same time. And it was ruthless. I didn't really dig it, and it really kicked in more and more drinking. And at the time, I was thinking, okay, it's justified, so let's just get shit-faced again. So for years, I pretty much drank and snorted and did anything I wanted for quite a few years. And then up until I still worked, I billed, and when COVID hit, I got a bunch of time off. So, boy, now I can drink every morning, every night, all day long. And before I knew it, even at that time, I never really knew what DTs were, but I had them so bad. I was shaking like a leaf. I had to literally, I heard a joke a long time ago about a guy who had to hold the bottle next to the wall so he could get it in his mouth. And that was me. So I went and checked myself into treatment again and did treatment for, 3 months, got out. And I was like, oh, yeah, I'm cured. This is the shit. I'm so happy. I'm sober. Never really went to meetings again. I lasted about a month and did that old trick. Nobody will know. And I got right back into it. And it's amazing, you hear the stories about, you really do pick up right where you left off. It's at least for me, because it was like, oh, I could do one or two. But then after I got caught, I begged them to take me back to treatment. And that brought me to beautiful Lancaster. And the reason I say that is because I didn't say much about, I got lucky when I was a kid. My parents moved to Malibu. So most of my life I spent in Malibu surfing and everything. But anyways, back to treatment. And I had to figure out a way to really figure out where I was. And I didn't dig it at all, because I'd lost everything and really was looking at, okay, look how old you are and look what the hell you did. But through the treatment, I met a guy, actually a lot of good people. But when I was in treatment, one of the counselors said, hey, you have a sponsor? I was like, oh yeah, he's back in Santa Monica. She picks up the phone, calls a guy, hands me the phone and says, ask him to be your sponsor. Well, lucky me, it was Mark. And I was like, what the hell? I'm not asking. I don't even know this guy. Trust me, it's been an experience of a lifetime, because he started taking me here when I was in treatment. And I got into the book and really realized what I was missing for 14 years. Because I'm sure if I was practicing any of the steps or any of the stuff, I would still be sober, a pretty darn good chance of it. But then you have to, like when you're doing the steps, okay, we're letting go. Well, we realize first that life had become totally unmanageable. And then give my will, which I thought was the correct way, to a higher power. I can't make decisions or really think. I got to step back and really look at what I'm doing and practice what I hear. Because what I heard, just sit down and shut up. Listen. You'll pick it up. But, I mean, that's not for everybody, but I guarantee it worked for me. And then going through getting out of treatment, getting my car, being able to kind of get around, my fourth step, which was incredible, I mean, brutal. And that's to get to the fourth step, and some people have heard me say this, but it's rigorous, brutal honesty. Because I had to be totally honest with myself and go, yeah, I did this, they did that, it was their fault. But then after reading the book and certain pages, realized really that was my will, and I could have changed it if I had really thought about it or worked different steps. And through the steps and things, where I am now and the stuff that I've built up just for me, being with a home group, going to other groups, life has totally changed. And it's life that I had realized, or didn't realize, that you know, when you come in, or when I came in, you have to make a change. And the way that I've learned is this: the change in my life that I'm learning is epic. I mean, like I say, I've gone to other meetings outside. We do all kinds of stuff that are the functions and the jamborees or the all kinds of stuff. Conventions. Yeah, I'm a contractor, so we don't do it. They don't usually let me out much. But anyways, the high desert, having a sponsor, reading the book, I still go to meetings almost every day, has just changed my life to better. Sometimes, it's kind of weird to say, but I get a natural high off of doing things that I hadn't experienced for years. Until, you know, and it's pretty cool. Hold on to your socks. Thank you.